Hi, kids! This is Krusty, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast with your host, Rob Crother. How much do you get paid for this? That's it?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Bob Culture Podcast. Right now you are listening to Safe From Silence by my good pals joining me here today. They are legendary New Jersey rockers. They have opened for the likes of Papa Roach, Buck Cherry, Motley Crue, and many, many more. They are here to talk about their big reunion show at the Stone Pony June 8th. Get your tickets now. Guys, please welcome to the show the legendary local rockers, Mayhem, Tommy, Steve, Scarlett Carson. What's up, guys? How are you?
Well, I mean, we're not legendary.
Yeah.
Thank you anyway.
Yeah, no, I got you guys. You got a big reunion show coming up. You know, obviously everyone's very excited about it. Real quick before we start getting into the, you know, the questions and all that, how about a little shameless promo? Where can we get tickets? Where can we find you guys? Who's opening?
So as far as the details for the show go, it's June 8th. It's at the Stone Pony. It's the classic lineup reunion show. It's something that we've been trying to get together for the last 3 years or so. Finally came to fruition, I'd say in about October. Like, you know, we're really going to push for it.
Yeah.
On the bill with us is our friends in City Vision, the New Black, Commonwealth, and this year's comeback. We ask everyone to hit us up on our Facebook and then, you know, to give out hard copies.
But Instagram, Twitter, whatever you got.
Any social media outlet, but if that's too much of an inconvenience, you can go the old school way and go to Ticketmaster.com and get tickets that way. But of course,
at the Stone Pony box office.
Yep, you go to Stone Pony box office and throw that route. So.
Love it. Really cool, guys. I'm super excited for this one. It's going to be a great show to kind of kick off the summer a little bit. So obviously, you know, there's a long history with Scarlett Carson. You guys had a really, you know, good run in my mind. I think about 2013, we kind of hit the pause button. There's been all sorts of reincarnations of the band, other things going on, as which happens with most bands in this industry. You know, I haven't been in a band where that hasn't happened. You know, why now? Why come together now? You know, we've seen some kind of teasers along the way. Why June 8th? Why is this happening now?
I'm going to take this one. Overall goal was when we decided that we wanted to do any kind of show, and it just happens at a reunion and so on and so forth. It was we talked about venues and what house would be the right house for Scarlett, and it always goes back to the Pony. It's
nice.
It's there's just something about it. So without, I don't really have a good answer for that, but the Pony was just the choice, if that means anything. As far as why now, it's just rock always makes comebacks. It comes and goes. But if you look at, I always talk about the Bad Wolf situation. You look at a group of guys in their mid-30s that just figured it out, you know what I mean? And the timing for us, we're only getting older. Our connections grow. Our networks grow. So it just seemed like, you know, bygones have been bygones. We've been getting along for a very long time. It was just, you know, time to take another swing at this thing. So
awesome. And that's pretty cool. Like, everyone, you know, on the same page. It seems like now's the right time, man. I'm excited for you guys. That's fantastic.
And it had to be big, and it took a while to get a weekend in the summer. So
sure, yeah.
You know, we had to be patient, diligent, and hardworking all at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely, man, and it's definitely going to pay off. Now, do you guys think, you know, and you don't have to give away the answer here, is this going to be like a one-time thing? Is this the start of something new? You know, I've heard some rumors about some new music
and
stuff
like
that.
Can I take this one?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'm excited to hear the answer.
I would call it a kickoff.
A kickoff, all right. New beginning?
A kickoff is the way to go.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone else wants to add to that.
Yeah, the answer is no. We're not. This isn't a one-night stand. This is, again, we're taking a swing at this again. So as far as after the show and what the future right away holds, we don't know. But, I mean, that's part of the exciting part. Right now, the goal is to sell the Pony out on June 8th. So it's something that's completely possible. Again, we haven't been around a while. We haven't deluded ourselves. And this is the big dance. This is going to be like our opus. We're in our production for this. And again, the sellout is, you know, it's something that we're looking forward to.
Yeah, no, I'm stoked, dudes. It's going to be really cool. Now, so you got this big reunion show, and it sounds like, you know, you're starting something new. There's something coming off of this. I'm liking all the answers I'm hearing so far. I don't know if you guys want to give it away. Any big tricks up your sleeve? You know, it's the big return show. You got any surprises or any little teasers or any hype you guys want to get out there, or you're not giving it away?
I think Steve should take this one.
Oh, okay.
Well, we got two new tracks coming out. That's all we're going to say.
Nice.
From there.
Awesome. Are we allowed to say the track names or no?
Yeah, one's Further Down Again. The second one's called Witness. And nice. We went to Jay Rustin. He's a pretty hot producer right now in the rock scene. He tracked vocals and he's mixing it for us. He did all the Steel Panther records. He did all the Stone Sour records. He's working on Anthrax now. So
wow.
The guy knows what he's doing, and we're hoping that's reflected in what we're going to put out for you guys to hear.
Awesome. Very cool. Now, would you say this is kind of like on par with the stuff you guys have put out in the past, or is this like a little new flavor? What would you guys say about it?
It's definitely new flavor. I hate using this word, but I would say it's more modern to what
it's matured.
Yeah, sure. It's a little bit more modern. It's more mainstream in today's market, whereas, you know, 7-8 years ago, you know, that stuff wouldn't work so much now. So,
love it. Really well said. I'm excited. We got a reunion show. We got some new tunage coming out. I'm super excited. Real quick before we talk a little bit more, you know, we got to do the shameless promo. Let's throw it back to an older song. Of course, one of, you know, fans, personal fan favorite. Of course, we have Forever List. Let's throw it back by Scarlett Carson.
Down inside, remembering how, yeah. But I swear I'm fine. How can it be, no. That I can really be
that was, of course, Foreverless by Scarlett Carson here on the Bob Culture Podcast. Now, we heard there's some new tunage coming out. What was it like for you guys getting back into the studio? And what is the, you know, you guys haven't all been together writing in a long time. What is the writing process for you guys? Like, is it Santino's writing down the words and you guys put music to it? Does someone come up with a riff? How does this whole songwriting process come about?
Generally, what happens is, I know Steve doesn't want to take this. I'll take this for him. When I joined the group, listen, man, you got a really good singer, songwriter. You got a good lyricist, and you got a really good guitar player who could write riffs and write songs. So, I mean, at the end of the day, and Steve and San, you know, they are that combination. They're the other main songwriters of this group. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I contribute here and there, but, you know, for these new tunes, this is Steve and Santino all day. So,
very cool. I'm really excited to hear it, guys. Getting back to the show a little bit, what does, you know, I get it. Like, there's a couple bands I've been in the past that I would love to go back and have, like, a big reunion show, you know, bands I played with years ago in college and high school like that. So I'm excited for you guys. I totally get it. I get that you picked the Stone Pony. That's really cool. This is kind of a two-parter. What does this reunion show mean to you guys personally as, you know, being a band, which is much like a family? And also, what do you think it means to the fans? I'm going to throw it to Mayhem on this one first. Go ahead.
Damn, dude.
It's deep, right? It's deep.
I already said it's a kickoff, and I feel like it's a second half kickoff, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
It's time, the game's on the line, it's time for us to step up and, you know, get the crowd into it, 13th man, the whole nine.
I gotcha, nice sports analogy, I dig it. Tom or Steve, any like personal feelings about this show and what you think it might mean to some of the fans coming back to support you guys?
This, to me, it legitimizes that what we did had value and meant something to, you know, to everyone. I mean, it means a lot to us, but, you know, to get that back, and for people to read, you gotta remember, like, although we, for the last five and a half years we haven't been together, it's like, we still, no matter what we did musically or artistically, we were still reminded all the time that we're the dudes from this group. So, it legitimizes.
Shit, I'm still called Mayhem from Scarlett Carson.
True. Yeah, man.
I mean, I could join 100 bands. I'll always be Mayhem.
Yeah, not
Scarlett Carson.
Not to be a cornball, but about this, but I'm very open and vocal about it. But, you know, I love this band. You know, this band is as important to me as from a fan perspective. I'm a fan.
It's second family, man.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's second family. I dig the music. You know what I mean? I dig the vibe. I'm into what we were about then. I'm into what we are about right this second. So, and again, you will see that June 8th. You'll see what, you know, as things change, time goes on and so forth. But, you know, that vibe is, it's still the same vibe. So
dig it. Steve, any personal feelings about the reunion show and playing with these guys again?
You know, I mean, everyone's kind of asked about it for many years, and
yeah.
I feel like we're just kind of giving them what they want now and hopefully give them a show that they'll remember for a long time and know that we're ready and we're back. Here you go.
Awesome. The return. I love it. I'm stoked, dudes. And real quick, you know, you guys are doing a great job moving the tickets. I see you guys posting the pictures of the people buying the tickets with the poster. I think that's very cool, very unique, very interesting. I really like that. So good job out of you guys. You know, I'm really excited for the show. But speaking of shows, real quick, you know, I always like to ask bands this one. I can think of a couple of things from other bands or playing with Vection, obviously. What is the craziest thing? You know, you guys might have some different answers on this. The craziest thing to happen at a show?
A lot of things come to mind. You're saying craziest?
Yeah, try to keep it somewhat clean, but yeah.
The dumbest thing that ever happened at a show was when we opened for, no, I think we played Jenks. And Tom, like, halfway through the set, is like, dude, my amp has no sound.
Can we talk about Tommy's gig first? How about that?
Tom cuts out for like three songs, and I walk over, and I look at his head, and I'm like, Tom.
It was in standby mode.
You hit the mute button.
Oh, no.
Dude, I don't even, I look back on that, like, what the hell happened? I thought the head blew up. No, I hit the mute. Yeah, Mike brought up a good point, dude. My first show with Scarlett Carson was it was the first show was in Connecticut. The first Jersey
show. The first Jersey show, yeah, Weartown.
Weartown Fire.
Well, you know what? We could talk about Connecticut. They had a stripper cage thing, and Tommy decided to hang from it upside down while playing guitar, and no, I thought it was pretty badass.
Was that Connecticut? I'm pretty sure that was that place was transformed into a strip club. I think it was Delaware. Anyway, the first show.
Anyway, it was a cool Tommy moment, him hanging upside down from the cage.
The first Jersey show, I'm rolling off the heels of my first band, and Weartown Fire Hall is a venue that we consistently go to each month. Kind of like if you, Rob, you know, if you're like, you're doing the Saint or sure. something, you're doing the Saint like every 6 weeks or something like that, and you consistently go back. So we do Weartown Fire Hall, and I'm like, all right, you know, I'm coming off the cuffs of being the singer in this other band, and I'm in Scarlet now. I'm playing rhythm. You know, I'm at the front man, so on and so forth. So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna make my presence known. And dude, I do like this broke ass spinning kick, and I slide into all the power.
Oh,
and half goes out, and only the vocals are on, and then the drums.
That's kind of awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the lights went out too, right?
Say again.
Didn't the lights go out as well?
It was just Rav and Santino just going for it.
In a half-lit room.
That's awesome. Rock and roll, guys.
So,
you got a story?
I got a story. So there was this one time when we did this little tour. I think we were in Ohio, or it was some state, and we played this place called The Loft.
That's Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah, it was It was the last show on the tour, so we were with this band called the August Infinity at the time.
Oh, I know this story.
And we decided to play pranks on each other on the last show. So we took post-it notes and drew private parts and posted them all over microphone stands and wrote on the drum kit. So they had to get us back. So we're playing, and I'm playing some part of the song, and Peter and what's his face?
Joshua.
They pick me up and put me in the elevator and send me down to the first floor with my guitar on. So I'm like playing in the elevator.
During a solo.
I get down there, I gotta hit the next button, I'm playing back up.
That's awesome.
So I played in an elevator that I don't think a lot of people have done.
That's awesome. That's so rock and roll, man.
Cut out.
That's awesome.
I don't know how his wireless went through the elevator and through a couple of floors, but he never stopped playing. But we were all looking for him. We're like, what just happened and where did he go?
I think they came after
me first, actually. I just took off. I have a wireless. You can't catch me.
You can't catch me.
Well done, Steve. That's a consummate professional right there. Well done, man.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's a good time right there. That's awesome. So real quick, talking about shows and the scene and stuff like that, I always like to ask this question to bands. Now, you guys can be politically correct if you want. You know, you can keep it real. There's really no wrong answer, but I always like to ask bands this. You know, it's tough right now for local bands. I think the state of rock music isn't what it was. So I wanted to know what you guys thought about the scene right now. And basically, the state of rock.
I have one, if everyone's all right with me starting.
Dude, I got one too. Go ahead.
My opinion is, you know, as much as we need us to play again, I think the scene itself needs us and other bands like us that had some type of success at one point to really, you know, kick it back in and try our best to bring rock and roll back to the front stage, you know?
Interesting. I like that answer. I like that answer, man. Really well said.
I need it for me personally, for me in my life. Like, I want Scarlett Carson back in my life. I have the tattoo. I'm ready to rock and roll. But at the same time, I feel like we give something back to the people that love us. And I'm prepared to be there for that all over again.
I like that. Great answer. How about you guys? Any feelings on the scene?
I'm a dick. I'll be straight about it. I think bands are lazy. The first phone call we made about this show was, all right, what are the promotional routes we're going? We printed up gorgeous flyers. We went about the route we wanted to go. And, you know, I'm a take it to the people kind of guy, if that means anything. I don't think bands, trying to be as forward and blunt as possible.
Yeah.
And to the point. Most bands rely on, you know, I'm going to create an event page on Facebook, and then, you know, if people come, cool. We can curse on this, right?
Yes, you can.
flat out, my dick gets hard from selling tickets, flat out, because there's value in that. And I'm not scared to put the work in. And I'm not scared to make money. I like to go to work, you know?
Yeah,
I think a lot of the problem with people in general is, they want something but don't want to put the work in. So, I mean, my take on the music scene in that regard, as far as shows and stuff like that goes, is people don't want to put the work in but want some kind of return. You know what I mean?
I got you. Like, kind of look at it from both sides, from the promoter side, from the band side, from I get what you're saying.
And another thing, too, is that, listen, genre aside, it's not about genre. It's about, you could be any genre, but what kind of work are you going to put in to push that product, to push your song, you know what I mean? So think about that. Put that into perspective. People are lazy, you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. You know, people...
And this is very kissing me, but we're gonna show everybody how the big boys do it. We're a group that have not been around in 6 years, and we're going to sell the Stone Pony. With the help of City Vision and New Black Commonwealth in this year's comeback.
Boom. Drop the mic.
So, not for nothing, dude. I put my money where my mouth is. So, I'm that confident that, you know, again, this, you know, this, you'll see. You got to come into the show. I can't explain it.
It's going to be more than a show. It's going to be a spectacle.
Awesome.
It's fun. It's a rock and roll show. It's a circus. It's Motley Crue, dude. It's Papa Roach. It's every fun thing about rock and roll, but the circus at the same time. It's that attitude. It's that vibe.
There it is. Tommy telling it like it is. I got you guys. And real quick, something else I like to ask, you know, a lot of bands that come on the show. People that are starting to do this, you know, someone who wants to learn to play guitar, play at an open mic, or someone who wants to be a front man for a rock band, someone who wants to learn to play the drums and be in a band and play at the Stone Pony. What advice would you give to kids or, you know, even, you know, people older that want to get out there and, you know, kind of sing their heart song and go out there and perform? What advice would you guys give them as an accomplished band?
The bottom line is, if, you know, the dream, I guess, what everyone thinks is, you know, I become a signed, famous band and I tour the world and et cetera. But the reality is that it's probably harder than hitting the lottery. So if you're going to do it and you're going to take it seriously, you've got to do it because you love it. And you love it more than anything else in your life. And you give it the best shot you can because, you know, as I said, at the end of the day, it's a lottery. You don't know what's going to happen. But surround yourself with people better than you and people that know more than you and people that are more experienced from you and learn from that. And take as suck as much of it as you can possibly can in and then bring that into your own product.
Well said, Steve.
You got to remember, dude, I'm 30 years old, dude. If we didn't love this, what would be the point? Especially at this point in our lives, you know what I mean? So
Absolutely. We've
all crossed that 30 mark. We are older. We own houses, you know, we're married people, shit like that, with kids. So take that into perspective. We love what we do, you know what I mean? So you got to want it. You can't, you know, go into this half-assed.
Awesome. Really, really well said, guys. I love those answers. And I got to say, you know, you're talking about, you know, the passion you have, why you guys are doing this, the love for the show. It sounds like that's all going to be shown on stage when you guys perform. I'm super stoked. Real quick, again, tell everyone where they can get tickets, where they can follow you guys on social media, all that shameless promo.
Yeah, so the Facebook is Scarlett Carson Music. Same thing for the Instagram. It's at Scarlett Carson Music. The Twitter is at Scarlett Carson NJ. Any one of those social outlets is perfect. You could just message us, and we can arrange for drop off, pick up, meet up, whatever. If we can't do it that way, and it's an inconvenience at all, we can go the mail route. We can mail it to you, and then we could Venmo and Zelle and do whatever that is. But
at the end of the day,
the old school Ticketmaster.com. You can go on there and. In the Stone Pony box office and get any information from there, whatever it is, and go that route if you choose to. But there's multiple outlets to get these. So and $20 pre-sale is $20 tickets, and the day of it's $25. So
be there. Love it. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, keep your eyes peeled to all the Facebooks. Some of us post that we're, you know, in certain areas and available for a few hours. And if it happens to be near you, come meet up with us, have a drink, buy a ticket, take a picture, have a good time.
Love it. And like I said, I love you guys have that personal touch with the poster and everything. So come hang out with Scarlett Carson, you know, go see him at the Stone Pony, you know, get your picture taken with the poster, get your tickets right now. Guys, best of luck with the show. Thanks for a few minutes. Really appreciate it, boys.
Thanks a lot, man.
Very much.
All right, guys. Scarlett Carson, June 8th. Be there. Stone Pony, we are out. Hey guys, thanks for checking out this episode of the Bob Culture Podcast. Don't forget to support the show on patreon.com/Bob Culture Podcast for some great incentives. I'd like to give a shout out to my patrons, Jay Crow, Shannon Kruz, and of course, Mike and Michelle Vermillion from Sledgepad Innovations. Sledgepad is the bass drum dampening system used by national acts like Pink, Goo Goo Dolls, Cher, Collective Soul, and a whole bunch more. Check them out at sledgepad.com. And of course, if you're a fan of the show, please subscribe on YouTube, check us out at podbean.com, and leave me a review at iTunes.